to Band of Brothers Radio, your internet outpost, supplying refuge, hope, and biblical counsel for men in the midst of daily battles and where no man is left behind.
Jesus died for our sins. His blood will wash away these stains. He died to give you freedom. So why do you still wear those chains, 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 chains?
This is Band of Brothers Radio.
Good day and welcome to Band of Brothers Radio. You have come to that location on the internet where you talk, where you listen, hopefully. We talk about...
We're just going to sit back and listen to you today. It's going to be a great show.
So can you speak up a little bit? A little bit more. We can barely hear you. No, come on. I thought I heard something there. Oh, my goodness gracious. All right, yes. I had a hard time the last time I did this. Just the other day, it was like, okay, it's just the way it goes. In the studio with me today, if you haven't recognized the voice, it sounds like the guy says, please sign here. After he dropped off his part, your parcel.
Sign next to the X. No, that's upside down.
The man in brown, that would be Eric Z. Are we allowed to give last names here?
I guess so. I haven't gotten, I've given my name out before and I haven't gotten any weird phone calls, so it's probably okay.
It's probably going to be all right. Anyway, Eric in the house, in the studio with me today, and we have a topic today talking about the challenges of, or the reasons why men don't have a hard time with being transparent and confessing of maybe sins, that sort. Fears. What keeps us from doing, being willing to do that sort of thing?
I don't know. Maybe you'll tell me.
Maybe the Holy Spirit will let us know here.
Amen.
He's always going to be around. You know what? He is something that is, well, he's not just something. Our Lord and Savior. He's one that is here with us presently, and we're going to honor that. But we like to be able to kind of kick things off with a. Just short encouragement so that we can get into the topic itself. But we want to be able to encourage you guys who are listening. And we speak primarily to men because that's what we are. We're a men's ministry. And we give our perspective and our experiences and what we believe the Bible says about those things. You have anything on your heart that you want to share with the men?
Well, you know, there's nothing that I can do to change my wife. And there's nothing that my wife can do to change me. And what makes me think about this is the fact that, you know, our wives will sometimes come to us and say, you need to change yourself in this area of your life. All right. So what's going to be the natural response of the ordinary guy? And I would be digging in my heels is what I'm getting at here. So, you know, so the wife comes, we feel like she's nagging. She says, you got to, you know, do this or change this or whatever.
Right.
You know, my passive aggressive nature kicks in and I dig in my heels and I become all resistant. And I'm not going to do that. It's, you know, because, you know, we can't change somebody else. We can only change ourselves.
Yes.
But what I'm trying to get at is that as men, maybe we need to be a little bit more receptive to the things that our wives are trying to tell us, not being so resistant, and even to go to them and say, you know, dear, I give you permission to speak into my life.
Mm-hmm.
But not just to say the words, but to be receptive to it, to let them know that you care about the things that she cares about,
mm-hmm.
and that you you know you may be doing something that's destructive to your family. She sees it, and you don't. You know, if our initial response is, you know, to dig in our heels and to be resistant to whatever it is she has to say, well, you know, it may be that you know, the Holy Spirit has been trying to get at you and says, fine, I'm going to get at him through his wife.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So my encouragement would be for the guys, the married guys out there today to talk with their wives and to say, you know, I give you permission to speak into my life. And I will try to be receptive to what you say.
There you go. You know, God knew exactly what he was doing when he gave men a helpmate. Okay. She's not the one who's supposed to do all the work. She's not. That's not the way it was designed. We both have our purposes that God has have given us as a result of creating us. But how cool is it, in a sense, I know when you hear her asking or giving her opinion, you don't necessarily want to hear it. But seriously, this is someone who knows you probably better than the majority of people that know you.
Exactly.
And she sees the good and the not so good in you. Okay. Now, what better way of being able to, I mean, most people who want to grow a business and so on and so forth, they actually bring people, hire people in to come in, spend some time, a month or so, or whatever period of time with the company to see how it runs the way it is. Now we want their perspective. We're going to pay them big money to be able to tell us what we probably need to change or move around a little bit.
Yeah, because an outside perspective often sees something that an inside perspective doesn't give.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. I think about back when I was in school and I would have to write a paper. And I would write out this paper and then blah, 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 blah. And then I'd, you know, go and proofread it, check it for mistakes. And, you know, I'd go, oh, I don't see any mistakes. This looks good. I hand it to somebody else.
Yes.
And all of a sudden there's like 14 spelling errors, you know, 10 grammatical errors.
Yes.
And it's because I'm the one who wrote it. My eye just goes right over it.
Right. Right.
You know, but having that outside perspective, all of a sudden I can see the errors.
So God gave us our wives who, if we listen to them, not meaning, you know, if she's coming maliciously and trying to just tell us that, you know, that if it's malicious, we're talking about an encouragement, saying, hey, you know what, sweetheart, I noticed that this is what's taking place in your life. Here's what I see. And I think if you were to change this or look at this, or then you decide what you need to do, then I'm good with it, but I need to make you aware of that sort of thing. Here's the deal. We can't change ourselves. We can't. We can change our attitude, but we can't change ourselves. Then we're doing it all by bootstraps. How about let's go with the thing that actually works, like in a relationship with Jesus Christ? I can't make that happen. I can't make that work. I have to submit myself to it.
Yep, you just submit to it.
And so, in a sense, I want to be able to do the same thing, allowing God, because he knows the changes that need to take place in my life, along with my helpmate, my spouse, the one I love, the one I said, hey, I want to be with for the rest of my life. She, in turn, is maybe a little open to hearing certain things, seeing certain things, and saying, hey, how about this? How about we check with God? Maybe he'll give confirmation. Now we need to submit to him and let him make the changes. He knows how to do it. He'll chip away. We just have to let him.
Amen. Wow.
We agree with that. Whatever it was you just said.
Oh, yes. I hear those listeners out there.
All right. Well, let's segue right into this thing about being transparent, confessing, I think, our shortcomings.
Yeah,
those
would be called sins, yes.
Defects of character.
That too.
All of those things there. So why is it you think guys actually have a resistance to wanting to be transparent or open or honest or vulnerable? Why do you think that is?
Well, let's see if we can get through this here.
Yeah.
Because I'll tell you, my morning has been kind of an odd one. So, you know, I'm driving here to the studio, and I'm thinking, boy, I can't see a thing. What's wrong with my glasses? Well, I realized that I put on my reading glasses instead of my regular glasses. I'm driving down the road, and I'm just, I can't see anything. And then I get here, and I realize that I left my Bible sitting on the kitchen counter, so... here we go.
Yeah, do you have your wallet with you?
I do.
Your driver's license?
Yes, I have my
wallet.
You're
good to go.
Yeah.
You're good to go, brother.
I do need that. But, you know, why are we so resistant? You know, why are we so fearful? It really is just because we don't want to seem weak in the eyes of other people. We care about how other people view us. Okay? You know, so I care that Raul thinks that Eric is a super stand-up guy, and I don't want Raul to know that Eric has major character flaws.
Oh, excuse me, Raul already knows that. I see them too.
All right, end of show.
End of show. There it is. Yes, there you go. But in the same token, I have the same way. I've been transparent with you. You know mine. You know my weaknesses. You see them. I talk about them because I've, you know, you're privy to certain things that take place.
And that comes in the relationship that we have with each other.
Exactly. And I think that's a big key right there is relationship, because the majority of men don't even want relationship. They want to, oh, I'll take a dog. You know, give me a dog. Mm-hmm. You know, he'll be happy to see me every time I see him. You know, I just have to feed him, let him outside, go to the bathroom, make sure he has water and stuff. He's happy. He's good to go.
Yeah.
The best thing I would ever want right there. You know?
Yeah, you can yell at him, and 5 seconds later, he loves you again.
Yes, yes, because he doesn't know any, well, because he's a dog.
Because he's a dog.
And I love my dogs that I've had. They're all gone, but yes. But anyway, the point being is that when it comes down to disclosing, and you're absolutely right, when it comes down to being willing to share who we are, man, you're pulling out, you're really taking an opportunity of leaving yourself open to condemnation, judgment, persecution in some cases. I mean, you're putting yourself out there vulnerable, you know, to be slayed in a sense, right?
Yeah.
And that doesn't feel very comfortable, because I may know I'm not perfect, and I may not be, you know, what I want to be yet, so to speak. But the last thing I want to do is have you see that, or have you acknowledge that.
So and the idea that, you know, I may not be perfect, and I know that I have some character flaws, but I'm going to take care of it myself.
Yes, yes.
You know?
And on my time, and when I feel like it, you know, type of thing, right?
Right. And, you know, Raul, this is something that I went through for years, years and years and years. And, you know, and it led me down, you know, some real paths of destruction, because I kept on thinking that I'm going to be able to manage my sin on, you know, by my power and on my timetable, and that someday will be the last time. You know, I don't think that it was this time, but, you know, maybe next time it'll be the last time. You know, and I really thought that and this is a lie from the enemy. I thought that I would be able eventually to take care of it on my own time.
Yes.
You know, and one of the things that came up actually was this Band of Brothers ministry that we're a part of. It existed for, I think, probably 4 years before I started attending the ministry. And I knew about it for those 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
But I also knew that if I went and attended this ministry, that I would be, in a sense, letting people know that I don't have all of my stuff put together, that I have major character flaws, that I have sin in my life. And, you know, so I look at all these things, and I'm like, no, 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 I can't do that.
Yep.
I can't do that, because it will make me look weak.
Mm-hmm.
And it... You know, it'll make me look weak. It will, you know, all of a sudden, you know, people in my life will start asking questions. Well, why are you going to this Band of Brothers ministry? You know, gosh, I thought you had it all together. Maybe you're not as put together as I thought you were. You know, this whole self being exposed, you know, who the real person is on the inside.
So really what you're saying is that our pride and ego get in the way.
Oh, huge.
Yeah. Well, you're not alone, and you know that.
Yeah.
I mean, the majority of men, I mean, that's usually what takes place. I mean, our own pride will, in some cases, will kill us, okay? Where we just, no matter what, no, I'm not going to do that. No matter what. You know, we are just so stubborn, you know, when it comes out. I mean, our arms are falling off, and legs are coming, you know, I mean, literally... things could be taking place in our lives, and we sit there, if we changed it and admitted or did something different, it would change. It would stop all of that. Okay. but we're not willing to do that sometimes. No, no, no. Mm-hmm. Some men have gone to their death because there's no way that without ever saying forgive me or asking for forgiveness of someone else in their life. We all know someone like that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, of living with resentment year, day after day, not year after year, but day after day, it add up to year after year, and holding on to these things because, by God, I was right. Or even admitting to yourself that, man, I was wrong, but I'm not going to admit that to anybody.
Yeah.
That's the worst, that you actually live with that, and relationships are broken and severed and never, ever come back together because of our own ego and pride. Now, yeah. Maybe we have a new topic for the show.
Well, relationship is really actually very, very key
yes.
to what we're talking about. You know, you're talking about the relationships that are broken through, you know, our arrogance and our pride and not willing to, you know, to say I was wrong or to offer forgiveness where it needs to be, where there needs to be forgiveness.
Yes, yes.
You know, and that's actually, Raul, you know, we're talking about right there, confession.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to go to somebody and to confess what it is that you did wrong and to ask for forgiveness for it.
Yes.
You know, and it's not just, you know, this confession is not just, you know, when, you know, say Eric wrongs Raul, that I come to Raul and ask for forgiveness. This confession can also be, you know, Raul, I am struggling in this area of my life and I have, you know, sinned here. I need to let another brother know about it
mm-hmm.
so that, you know, so that you can be praying for me, so that I can seek advice and so that I can seek encouragement, so that I have somebody who's willing to hold my feet to the fire, so to speak.
Right, right.
You know, and we can't do that without relationship.
Yeah.
But the relationships that we have, men are fearful of because of the fact that relationship opens you to be vulnerable.
See, a lot of times guys end up, they hear this thing about relationship. They feel like, wait, that's for my wife to have. My wife has relationships with people because that's who she is. I'm not mm-hmm. like her. You know, I don't like talking. I don't like hanging. Here's the deal. We were created for relationship.
Absolutely.
That's the whole purpose. If we believe what the Bible says, we are created in His image. And God sent down His Son down here.
Mm-hmm.
It was all about relationship. He had relationship with everybody. More than ever, those who are castaways, those who are the downtrodden, those who were not accepted by the culture at the time and who were ill or in whatever capacity, not just physical, but emotionally and spiritually, okay? He had relationship with them. And that's what he talks about all the time. He says, yeah, I want you to two things, man, to love me, love God, right, and love others.
Mm-hmm.
Hello? That's all about relationship.
Yeah.
And we think that we're exception to the rule. We think that we're unique.
Well, that's because we've been lied to for so long. You know, we listen to those lies of the enemy. You know, we've gone through life.
Yep.
We've had relationship. We've had hurt inside of relationship. So
yep.
we close down a little bit, and then we hear the lie, aren't you better off now?
Yeah.
You know, and but, you know, we still have some relationship. We get hurt or we hurt somebody else. You know, oh, I don't want to hurt somebody, so I think that I'll shut myself off from that. And then you hear the lie again, aren't you better off now?
Yep.
You know, and it's something that we've learned over time.
Yep.
You know, you think back to when you're just a little tyke, you know, it probably wasn't like that.
Yeah.
You know, it's part of the lies of the enemy.
Yeah.
You know, and because he comes to steal, to kill, and destroy, Jesus comes that we might have life and have it to the full. Our relationship with the Father has been broken because of our sinfulness.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Jesus came on earth to fix that. He came to reconcile that solely for the purpose of relationship. So when guys say that I don't need a relationship, I don't need that in my life, Well, that's because you've been listening to the enemy for so long that you started to believe the lies.
Yep, yep. Let's take a break. When we come back, let's talk about this thing that kind of keeps us from even moving forward in this. And I think it has to do, it's a T word. I think it has to do with trust. I think there's something there that is beneficial for us to even look at if there are some challenges in your life. We'll be right back. You're listening to Band of Brothers Radio.
Men, don't fight your battle alone. Download our podcast to your iPod every day and take Band of Brothers Radio with you. We got your back covered.
I don't know about your body, but my body loves protein. That's right. And when I think about delicious protein, I think about Hempler's pepper bacon, Hempler's hams, Hempler's bun buster hot dogs, Hempler's chorizo, Hempler's chicken sausage. It's all so delicious, and I don't have to worry about extra fillers. The entire Hempler collection of smoked meats is completely free of allergens, gluten, and MSG, and it's made with care from their family to yours, using the Hempler family tradition of slowly curing, cooking, and smoking their meat naturally over hardwoods. To learn where you can purchase your own Hempler's meat, visit Hempler's.com.
Looking for another option for your internet service? Need a more reliable, high-speed internet? StarTouch is the premier provider of wireless broadband to businesses, government entities, schools, and residential customers in the Pacific Northwest. In fact, the talk show ministry you're listening to right now uses StarTouch as our internet provider. Experience the StarTouch difference. Get a free quote by visiting StarTouch.com. Welcome back to Band Brothers Radio. Our producer, she cut the music off right there. And I get the look at the same time. All right.
Oh, well, so it's great to have a sense of humor.
You have to. And she makes me have one.
That's one thing I love about my wife, is she laughs at my jokes.
Because she's hoping you're done. If I laugh, maybe he'll stop. Okay. Is that why we're laughing? No. It's because we're trying to listen into what you guys are saying to us out there. All right. I think one of the keys, and I talked about this here, is trust. In relationship, one of the key factors in a healthy relationship is having trust. And that is not something that automatically happens. It does sometimes when we kind of just say, oh, you know what, this guy seems like a really good guy. You know, I think I can trust him, you know? And then as soon as you feel betrayed, you know, whatever it could be the fact that the guy wasn't paying 100% attention to you. He actually looked over to somebody else and you thought, oh, I'm betrayed. Our feelings are hurt. I can't trust this guy. Now, I'm using a very small example, okay? But trust is so important in relationships that it keeps us from even having relationship. Mm-hmm. Because the last thing I want to do is be hurt. That's one thing that's in common with human beings, is that we don't want pain. We don't want pain. We don't want discomfort. We want to be comforted. We want to be pain-free, right?
That's right.
And so we'll do whatever's necessary to be able to do that or to accomplish that. And a big part of that is sometimes it's like, I'm just going to avoid or just pretend that I don't see it. It's not here, right?
One of our fears is that we're afraid that if we share something with someone, that it'll become gossip.
Yeah, others are going to find out about it.
Yeah, others will find out. You know, I might feel comfortable telling, you know, having one person know. But what if that one person tells two people,
yes,
and those two people tell two people, and all of a sudden, all of my dirty laundry is hanging out for everybody to see?
Yes.
Now everybody knows how messed up I am. I'll be completely disgraced. You know, so, yeah, it ties into this fact that, you know, that we're prone to gossip. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's sinful, mm-hmm. just to put it, you know, frankly. And that's one of the things that we talk about at Band of Brothers on a weekly basis, is when we gather together at the small mm-hmm. tables to talk about the things that we need to talk about, to ask for right. prayer for the areas where we struggle and to confess our sins to one another. Mm-hmm. We say, you know, that whatever is shared here at this table, it's imperative that it stays here.
Yes.
If it doesn't stay here, then the trust that's required for transparency right. is gone.
Right.
Now, if that trust for transparency is gone, what happens? We shut down. Yes. We close up, and we don't allow the light to shine into the darkness.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, because light is always more powerful than darkness. Darkness mm-hmm. cannot overpower light. Light overpowers darkness. Mm-hmm. But when we shut down, we don't allow the light to shine into our darkness, to let others see mm-hmm. what's going on. Mm-hmm. So that's why that trust is so imperative. Now, sometimes we just choose to trust somebody.
Right.
Say, you know what? I got to talk to somebody. What I've been doing for so long has gotten me nowhere. Mm-hmm. I'm at the end of my rope, and I've got to just open up and tell somebody, mm-hmm. you know. And then there's other times when, you know, that trust is something that's been fostered over a period of time. You know, you may be involved in a Bible study where you get together with guys for, you know, you've been doing this for a couple years. And when it came time to, you know, to talk, to ask for prayer for something, you've just said pass for a couple of years mm-hmm. because you needed as a guy to build up, you know, trust with these people before you could talk.
Yes.
You know, but what's essential is that we do, you know, reach that point.
Well, what keeps guys from trusting? I mean, truly, what keeps guys from trusting?
Fear of betrayal.
Fear. Okay. And it's fear of betrayal, it's fear of seeing that someone's going to see my weakness, fear that I could be wrong, fear that I may not get something as a result of you finding out or knowing this about me, you know, not getting something. It's fear, 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 okay? Mm-hmm. So Jesus reminds us, right, that, you know what?
You're looking for a verse.
Yes. There's no greater, oh my goodness, I just went blank on the fear. There's no greater, what overcomes fear?
Love. Yes. Love overcomes fear.
Yes.
Perfect love casts out fear.
That's the one.
That's the verse.
That's the
Woo!
One. Gosh. Bible scholars here too, yes.
Yes.
Perfect love casts out all fear, okay? So the fear comes from the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
That because with the fear come the lies, you know, or the lies come and generate the fear. Whatever, however you want to look at it, it's all from the enemy.
Right, so when we're feeling that, when we're feeling the fear, when we're feeling like we don't want to share anything,
yes.
we can actually stop and ask ourselves, where is this feeling, where is this yes. thought coming from?
Yes,
exactly. Is this something that is coming from the good, perfect Father up above who loves
yes.
me?
Yeah.
Or does this have a different source?
Yeah.
Maybe his enemy, the one who wants to destroy all of the works of God and
because
to destroy his people.
Because what those lies and what that fear generates is all of a sudden you start to remember the times when maybe you were betrayed before, okay? That your trust was taken advantage of. And or vice versa, what's even worse is that you betrayed someone else. And as a result of that, you feel like you can't even be trusted. So I understand why nobody wants to trust me, because I can't even trust myself, right? You ever feel that way?
Yeah.
You have? Or are you disagreeing with me?
No, I've felt that
okay.
way.
Okay, because yeah. I know that there are a lot of guys that feel like that, and there's some guys that go, I don't know if I ever have. Well,
yeah. Well, you know, I mean, when I was in my sin, you know, this addiction to pornography that I had, you know, I would continue on in it, and mm-hmm. I would make promises to myself that I was going to stop.
Right.
You know, but I knew, even when I'm making the promise, that was not going to happen.
Right.
You know, so I knew that even, you know, myself, that I couldn't even trust myself to do, you know, what it is that I had purposed to do.
Right.
You know, because I was sure I would make a decision.
Right.
I'd make a decision to change. But the fact remained that that decision to change didn't have any power because it didn't have an action.
Yes, yes.
And that action is, you know, submitting to Jesus Christ to get into that relationship and to tap into all of the ways that he has provided to me mm-hmm. To overcome that sin.
Yes.
Because we're told that no temptation has overtaken you except that which is common to man.
Right.
And God is faithful. He will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you're able, mm-hmm. but with the temptation will provide the way of escape also mm-hmm. so that you can stand up under it.
And so many guys forget about that verse because, you know, and the Lord will. He'll give you, show you a way out. It may mean that you have to stand up and get out of the location you're at, literally, right?
Yep.
It may mean that you have to change your attitude or your thought about a certain individual because they're now speaking in front of you to, and you have to listen to them for the next hour or whatever it is, right?
Yep. It may mean that we have to actually confess our sin to another person because God has placed people into our lives for the purpose of encouraging, exhorting, admonishing, all these things so that we can, you know, so that we can be encouraged to follow Jesus even, you know, even more dearly, you know, to submit to him on a daily basis. You know, if I were a Lone Ranger Christian, just by myself, the only Christian on the earth, let's say, mm-hmm. I would be a terrible, terrible Christian. Because I don't have any of my, you know, my brothers and my sisters supporting me. I would have, you know, twisted views. I would try to rely upon myself because there would be nobody that I could share with.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? The relationship is so necessary in this.
Which brings me to the next thing. Let's take a break and come back and talk about why is it that we needed family? Why is it that God said that you need to be married and then now you need to create family? It might be for the same thing that you're talking about we were trying to avoid or that we're not very good at. We'll be right back. You're listening to Band of Brothers Radio.
Need more in-depth biblical counsel on a specific subject? Check out our latest of recommended books on the Band of Brothers page at faithplace.org.
When you need a lasting remembrance of a loved one, you can spend thousands of dollars on an engraved monument, bench marker, keepsake urn, or flag case. Or you could get the exact same engraved monument at a far lower cost from Cascade Monuments. Right now, explore even bigger savings during Cascade Monuments' anniversary event. Cascade Monuments ships throughout the United States and Canada. Shop online at cascademonuments.com.
Eric actually wanted you to keep playing that song. That was actually pretty, No. She's going there. She gave you right. The look. The
eyeballs rolled. I think we need to take care of business for real.
Yes, we'll take care of business.
Taking care of business.
Taking care of business. Okay, so what you had mentioned to me or to everyone else, you had said about being a lone Christian in a sense, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that you would not, if you were the only one on earth, there would be. You know, it would not take very long before you would diminish all those thoughts and ideas if you were the only one on earth and you had nobody else to talk to about that and you didn't even believe in it yourself enough, right?
Right.
But God created from the very beginning relationship. He created Adam. And then he said, I look for someone, a helpmate. He couldn't find him amongst the animals that he was naming off, right?
Mm-hmm.
So God said, hey, I'm going to put you to sleep. I'm going to, you know, when you wake up, you're going to be very happy.
I'm sure I was like, good job, God.
And he created relationship because he created Eve, a woman, okay, to be one with Adam so that they would what? Create family. Well, actually, we know that he wanted them to flourish and everything in the garden and all of that. He didn't, you know, the fact is that he wanted family. He wanted you to be able to bring Have relationship. Make more relationship. Make more and more relationship. And that relationship will make more relationship. Mm-hmm. That's really what it came down to. Because by ourselves, it won't take very long before we don't open the Bible, don't even pray to God, don't even do anything except the things that we think is our comfort, you know. Got to go to work, got to make a living. Or maybe instead of working, maybe I'll go rob a place and steal somebody else's money, you know, so I don't have to work, right?
There's the old analogy, Raul, of a log on a fire. And if that single log, if one log rolls off of the fire, the fire itself will continue to burn, but the log that rolled off will slowly extinguish itself.
Yes.
It'll stop burning.
Yes, yes.
So the relationship that we have in the you know, in this Christian faith is kind of like that.
Yes.
Because we need each other to keep burning.
Yes.
Yeah, God created us for relationship. He gave us family to, you know, to foster that relationship. And, you know, when I, you know, look at my own children, I get a sense of God's own love for me.
Yes.
Because here I am, I'm loving my children. They might be doing some terrible, stupid things that are driving me nuts, but it doesn't change the fact that I love them.
Yes.
You know? And so, you know, God gives us that so that we can, you know, to help us understand his own nature.
Because you've never done anything stupid when you're a kid either, right? You never did. Only your kids did crazy things, right?
I was perfect.
Oh, that's what I thought. Gee, Willikers. The book of Deuteronomy.
No, I was not perfect. I confess that I was not perfect.
Oh, no, you can go with the perfection thing. I can actually just deny that or deny that. Anyway. So.
Book of Deuteronomy.
Book of Deuteronomy talks about in Deuteronomy 6, okay? This is how we are to love our God, okay, is by being obedient to him. But see, from the very beginning, sure, Adam and Eve, they had a couple of sons, okay, that didn't turn out very good, but he wanted relationship, and more relationship were going on. So he, God, being God, wanted us to hear this. He said, these commandments that I give you today are to be upon your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk alone or walk along the road, right? When you lie down and when you get up, tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates. So he just wanted everybody to talk about the Lord, to come to, so others would hear about it. Why? So that we would learn more about him. Because when we would learn more about him, all of a sudden we would know more about him, and we come to know him and realize that he wants the very best for us, right?
Amen.
And so as a result of that, he's right throughout the Bible, it's all about relationships, okay, and how things were taken care of. And but it all points to Jesus, okay?
Yeah.
And the fact is that this is what's important. So when we are denying opportunity to have a relationship with others, or we just say, you know, I have a good friend. Yeah, really? Who is he? Well, this is his name, Billy Bob, whatever, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've heard that.
Well, where's Billy Bob live? He lives in South Florida. Oh, well, how often do you talk to Billy Bob? Oh, I haven't talked to him in years. You know, this is where you get the point I'm getting at.
Yeah.
Somebody who doesn't even stay in contact with anybody. It's, I've got a good friend. You don't have to check with me on that sort of thing. Here's the deal. We need each other. We need each other. It's vital. It's part of what God had, and I believe that's part of his will. He talks about it in the New Testament. He says, as brothers, don't ever give up meeting this way, you know? He talks about that we are to be able to, well, in the book of James, he says that we gather together, we reveal our sins with each other. Okay.
Yeah. It says confess your sins to one another.
Yeah. And pray for each other so that we would be healed. Mm-hmm. And then it goes on to say that the prayers of a righteous man are powerful and effective. Not a perfect man, a righteous man. How are you righteous? Well, let's keep it simple. By trying to do the right thing. That would be his will. Okay. So if you don't know what his will is, well, get into the Word of God. Start talking to other men who are seeking the same thing. Because when you're in like-mindedness and then you bring the word of God, guess who's present? God. And as a result of that, his word will come alive with you. That's, you know, it's a Bible study. It's a small group. It's, you can do it with two guys, you know, whatever that takes. Mm-hmm. But the simple fact is that are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Are you fed up with the way that your life is? Because if you are, there is a way out. There is hope. There was a time I know in my own life, and I can speak for Eric because I know that he was at that place where he said, this is it. This is what I'm bound for. It's just, this is the destiny I have. Darkness, sin, corruption. It may be feeling good for a moment or two, but the rest of it is not good.
Right.
And the simple fact is that we got to that place of realizing that this is not the way I need to go. So you hear it from us that there is a way. And that way is in a relationship with Jesus Christ, which actually means that we're going to have a relationship with others.
Yeah, we're going to be in fellowship with other people. Yeah. Yeah. I actually thought that you might be going down a different road when you're talking about, you know, the somebody who lives in South Florida as kind of a make-believe friend. I want to say what's going on in my life, but it's actually happening to this other person named Kenny, you know, whatever, you know, because we don't want to say what's really going on here in our hearts. So, you know, we'll actually make up, you know, that this is actually something that's happening to somebody else and not us because of this fear that we have, you know, to be real and transparent. But like you said, in the book of James, it says to confess your sins to one another and pray for one another so that you may be healed. You know, we can't do that. I can't pray for somebody unless they tell me how to pray for them. I mean, sure, I can say, God, would you bless Raul? And God knows what's going on in Raul's life, okay? But when I know how somebody needs prayer, we'll say somebody's name is John, and John is struggling with alcoholism. I can, you know, and this is just hypothetical. I can say, God, would you bless John in his struggle with alcohol, and would you be his strength today in his battle against alcoholism? You know, so it we pray for one another so that we may be healed.
Yes.
I love that part of that verse.
Yep.
You know, and that can't happen unless we're willing to let the light shine into the darkness.
Yes.
You know, but the thing is, Raul, we have this fear because, why? Because our deeds are evil. You know, Jesus, the Bible says that the light has come into the world, but men prefer the darkness rather than the light because their deeds are evil.
Yes. Well, what guy doesn't want to, when he's in sin, wants to do it in dark, in secret, away from where anybody else can see? We think that even God, we don't even acknowledge God because we know that he can see everything at all times, but we don't even acknowledge him because we want to pretend he's not there.
And also we think that, you know, well, God knows everything that I'm doing, so why do I need to confess anything to him, right?
That's right.
And that's just wrong thinking.
That's back to the simple fact is that here's the deal, that we want God to just take us, get rid of this, take the pain away, run with this so that I don't have to deal with it. The fact is you have to deal with it because, see, he's creating you for a purpose. And that purpose is to be able to reach others who are in need of knowing him, okay, that only you can reach through your own experiences. And if you don't get your head screwed on, if you don't tie this thing up with the Lord, then all of a sudden what's going to end up taking place is that you might be missing the opportunity of being able to help someone else. The fact is that Jesus told us, he told his disciples, they said, which are the greatest commandments? He says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength.
And second is like it.
Yeah, and they were kind of surprised. I'm sure they did because they said, wait a minute. We just want to know what the greatest one was. And he says, and the second one is just like it. And they thought, second one?
Second one.
Yeah. Love your neighbor as yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Or think of others more highly than yourself. Of these two, this encompasses the whole law for and the prophets, what they all were meaning. Those two is a summarization of the Ten Commandments. okay? Which the Ten Commandments are a summarization of everything that you're going to read of all the law that he had given, okay? The Ten Commandments were summarized, and then these two are the ones that... Anyway, so he's trying to keep it simple for us. He says, make me first. Love me first. Because when that happens, guess what? He's going to change your heart. He's going to change your heart, and then all of a sudden you're going to desire him. And when you desire him, you're going to read about him. You're going to talk about him. And before you know it, you're going to realize some of the things that need to change in you. Now, you're not going to change them. You're going to allow him to remove them, okay? And you're going to replace those with those behaviors, those thoughts, those other things with something else, usually of him. And when that takes place, there's a changed man, okay? Yeah. And now we become, and we're heading down, becoming righteous as a result of it.
That's right.
Brother, you don't have to be perfect to be righteous. You just have to be heading for perfection, okay? And attempting to be holy because he is holy. And he says, you be holy because I am holy.
Amen.
Okay?
Amen.
Listen, all right. I'm almost out of breath.
Well, I'll tell you what. We're kind of wrapping up the show here. I want to go to the book of Proverbs real quick. Proverbs 28:13 says, whoever conceals his transgressions will not prosper, but he who confesses and forsakes them will obtain mercy.
Amen.
Guys, we have to do what Scripture says, and part of that is to be vulnerable, be willing to confess our sins to one another so that we can be prayed for, so that we can receive the healing that God has for us.
And I would say one thing, you don't have to do it. You will desire to do it.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Okay?
Yeah.
How about you pray for our brothers?
Our Heavenly Father, I just thank you for the brothers listening to the show today, God. I pray that you would be moving in all of our hearts to be real men who are really seeking you through transparency, through confession of our wrong, Father, agreeing with you about the sins that we have committed. In Jesus' name, amen.